All right, shoot away.
How's Xavier looking?
Still he practiced a little bit today, so we'll keep getting him treatment. I think there's a good chance.
Is it positive stuff that Floyd was able to get out there today for a little bit?
Yeah, he's feeling much better.
Did with Floyd, was
he taking on a block that was on his shoulder, or did he actually fall on it, and that's when it got hurt?
It was just a hit. It was a hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Watts looks like he's probably still no go this week.
I would anticipate, yeah.
Okay.
Peterson didn't practice yesterday. Is there anything going on there, or just
no,
day just, off?
Mm-hmm. It's a veteran day.
Yeah, okay.
Now, with Barr, I'm not saying that he's going to be matching up with Gronkowski at all, or maybe the whole game or whatever, but, I mean, obviously that's kind of what you had in mind with him, the fact that he's so big and he can run well, that he can potentially match up with tight ends, whether it's now or down the road like that.
Well, I mean, that's really not why we weren't looking for him to match tight ends. We were looking for a big, fast athlete that can do a number of things, and, you know, I'm sure that playing tight ends is another one too, but, you know, our defense is not really you got this cat and you got that cat. You know, we have different things that we do.
What was your assessment of how Floyd played before getting injured, obviously?
Played well. He played the run good. He had some good pass rushes in there. But, yeah, I thought he played well. I thought all of our defensive linemen played well last week.
How about Price? He got some action, you know, and if you need to use him a little bit more, yeah.
Yeah, Jabari's a tough kid. He's a good competitive kid. He's got some size and he can run, and you know, he's been working in a couple different spots, so that's good.
If Xavier were limited at all, would Jabari be the guy that got those extra reps?
It depends on the defense that we were in. I mean, he got some reps, but he always does.
You've had Charlie Johnson limited all week. Is he good to go?
Yeah, he's good to go.
Did that happen in the game?
Yeah.
That was a practice deal?
Yeah, it was. I mean, he wasn't really doing much when it happened. So
really?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's nothing.
You guys have had a lot of new starters on defense this year from last year, and you're rotating guys in a lot. How's the communication going with you know, the guys on the field during the games?
I think good. I think Harrison does a good job, and Chad does a good job along with it, and Jasper, and so, you know, anytime you had that many new guys and come from different places, you had a new system, you had a whole thing, there's always going to be some gelling that has to take place, I guess is the word.
Do you and Sugarman sort of come to a consensus on how to list all the guys, or you basically just kind of take his training room assessment?
Well, it's mostly him, but he always runs it by me.
Sure.
I mean, we haven't disagreed on anything.
Sure.
But, I mean, we're going to list everybody on the report, whether it's
right, minor
or not minor.
Is Rhodes lobbying to
No, we were to... just no, we were just discussing treatment. I mean, you know, just treatment. He's a kid that wants to go play, and so he wants to do a lot of extra treatment, and I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. That's all. It was nothing.
Bill Belichick today said he expects that you guys will use a Xerox copy of the game plan that you had last year for Cincinnati against them. Is he right?
I don't know. I don't know what... it was a completely different team. I mean, you know, they didn't have Gronkowski last year. I don't know. I know he's going for win number 200, and I'm going for win number 2, so.
At least be a PDF copy, right? It wouldn't be a Xerox.
I don't even know how to do those things.
Is Gronkowski kind of the key, just the matchup difficulties that he can provide for their offense?
Well, I have a number of matchup problems. You know, obviously Edelman is a matchup. You know, their backs out of the backfield, they've got a lot of free releases. Obviously Brady, he's a big matchup along with Gronkowski. But, Josh McDaniels has always done a great job calling the game. He's, they come out and they're not afraid to change from week to week from what they've done to something else. And, it'll be a good test for our guys.
Will this be a better measuring stick for Anthony Barr, considering their tight end and their running backs, compared to what St. Louis had?
I don't think so. I don't know how you better test for one guy or another. I think it's, for our whole defensive football team, it'll be a good test. But I don't know how you kind of single Anthony out.
He even ended up.
You want me to hold it for you?
He even ended up covering a couple of receivers in that last game. Is that a sign of the trust that you guys have in him, coverage-wise?
Well, we're probably in some kind of zone. He probably had help over the top. Sure. There's a lot of different things there. Guys walk out on a receiver and they think it's, hey, he's covering Randy Moss one-on-one, but that ain't it.
What do you do on Fridays and weekends when you're preparing for a game before a Sunday? Like the rest of the next couple of days, what do you do? Do you review everything, or do you got to shut it down and just relax the mind?
Well, hopefully Friday afternoons I go deer hunting, but I'm not doing that this afternoon. Usually that's what I do, and then Saturday morning I study again, and then Saturday night, and usually a little bit Sunday morning.
Yeah, you have a couple guys that have either, have some experience playing against the Patriots, maybe twice a year with the Jets or something like that. Do you ask them for any input or opinion when you're during the week? Or?
No, not really. Sometimes they'll offer things, but not really. We just try to do what we do and do the best way we can that we think that can be effective against the other team, and just.
Does it ever concern you when a team like the Patriots works out Fred Evans this week and what he might be able to give them?
It's part of the NFL. It happens. It's not something that we do, but it's, I know other teams do that, and I'm not saying that they're trying to get information. It still comes down to blocking and tackling and completing the balls and running and all that stuff. So it's nice, but doesn't win ball games.
You don't make alterations based off of trying to switch things up?
Oh, we have different game plans this week than we had last week anyway, so and they weren't there for that last week either, so no, I'm not concerned about it. I'm concerned about Brady and the guys they got. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.